XFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
I'm a little shaky still.
Yeah. Get some fluids in you. Got to regenerate. Some Gatorade, maybe.
So I got, what is it, Traveler's? Montezuma's Revenge?
Traveler's Diarrhea.
Yeah. So I will do a Dr. Locke on that because I learned quite a bit about that.
Don't get ice in your drinks.
Don't go for fresh tacos at a street vendor in Salsalita. By the way, if you do need to, for whatever reason, lose a quick 10, 15 pounds.
That's the way.
So I'll be honest. When I left for Mexico, I got on the scale because I haven't been eating well in the last couple of months.
Okay.
Like, Christmas was bad, and then I just sort of kept rolling. My eating and drinking hasn't really changed.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'm going to an all-exclusive. Like, you know what? Like, Locke, pump the brakes. Because I don't want to be over 240.
Right.
Like, that's kind of my line. I got up to 260, 265 when I was 40. I was like, I don't want to get past 240 again. I've been down there for years now. So I weighed myself. I was 238.6, I think, when I weighed myself when we left
before
the house.
Before you left, yeah.
Right? And then I got home and I weighed myself after being sick for Saturday. Mm-hmm. I weighed myself when we got home on Sunday. So Saturday morning I got up and it started, and then we had to fly home. And it was awful. And I was 226 pounds.
Really?
226.2. I almost lost 15 pounds.
Amazing.
And I didn't eat like a complete maniac, but I drank like a complete asshole down there.
Yes, you do, yeah.
Right? Because it was free.
Yeah. You have to. You're losing money if you don't. And pay for the trip somehow.
Yeah, like I said, I'll get Dr. Locke on the Montezuma's Revenge coming up. I have no concept of time being away, so this could have happened last week or 2 weeks ago. I have no idea. But Stallone was on with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
the annoying one?
That was just yesterday.
Was it?
Happened, yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is news. And he was talking about, he's doing the reality show with his family and his daughters, his smoke show daughters, right? Mm-hmm. So I think he was on to promote that primarily. But he also ended up having a conversation with Fallon about if there was to be another Rambo series.
If somebody was to continue on with it.
And who would replace him. And he mentioned Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. That might just be he wants someone pretty to be him.
Right? Well,
it's like when you're like, who would play you in a movie? You're like, who? Brad Pitt. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Well, maybe it's a bit of that, but I guess he ran into Ryan for whatever reason, and their paths crossed, and they sat down and they broke bread together.
Okay.
And Gosling admitted that he was a massive Rambo fan when he was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And that movie meant a lot to him, and that for like a couple years after that movie came out, he would dress up as Rambo on a regular basis and play the character and stay in character at school and annoy his friends. So he suggested that Ryan Gosling might be too good looking for the role, but
totally.
That his passion for it led him to think that he might be the next best Rambo. I don't agree.
No.
You need somebody.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You need somebody with a little grit or something, right? So that's what we're going to do. Have you got any?
I got a good one.
Okay, all right.
Am I telling you it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it out of the way.
Please not Mark Hamill.
No, Charlie Hunnam. Sons of Anarchy.
Maybe. He hasn't really been successful in any other roles. Like, he did that one weird, like, dragon movie. Do you remember?
No, he was.
He's in some show, Kandahar, right now. Have you seen that? It's on Prime, I think.
Oh, I haven't. He did that Pacific Rim movie, and he did the King Arthur movie.
How do you spell his last?
That King Arthur movie was good.
Hunnam.
Hunnam. Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to be the 50 Shades of Grey guy, remember? And then he backed out of that.
No, he's too ugly for that.
What?
What?
He's kind of rough around the edges.
I thought the guy that did the 50 Shades of Grey was a little bit more pretty boy than him.
You know what? That's actually... I think Jimmy might be onto something.
Mine was John Bernthal.
Okay, I need
Shane
to look
from
him
The
up.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's good as well. Okay, I don't want to say mine now.
Denzel Washington. My man.
No, you know what? I thought about a comedy, but then I'm like, Tropic Thunder, you can't you can't do a Rambo comedy.
You need Jack Black?
No, I was gonna say Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
Right? And I thought it would make an interesting parody. But
he is a good actor.
He is surprisingly a good actor. And he morphs into his roles
big time, as well.
But isn't he like thin like a rail? You want someone that's a little more buff.
No.
He could put on some muscle easily.
Sasha is...
he's got Locke's body.
Yeah, he's got a swimmer's body.
The locker room topic of the day.
So the next best Stallone... The next best Rocky, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Who would make a good Rocky?
Locke.
No, not
for
Rocky.
The love of God.
Rambo.
Okay.
We already have our Rocky.
I have dysentery.
He does.
Sorry.
I looked it up. That thing that killed me in Oregon Trail, Locke has it. Bearcat said the next best Rambo would be the guy from Reaper. So Reaper.
No, he meant Reacher.
He must have meant, because Reaper is Brett Harrison.
Who's like a pretty boy.
He doesn't seem like a Rambo, but the Reacher guy would make sense.
That's a typo. That guy's a bad act. Well,
Sly isn't the best. I mean,
I can't believe I'm still watching that stupid
Alan
Reacher
Rich
show.
So good.
I don't know. And you said the second season was better. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll hang in there.
Yeah.
It's way worse. Yeah. It's worse.
Just wait till the final
Jimmy's
episode.
Jimmy's the guy that likes the original version of that space show, too.
Battlestar
Galactica. Yeah.
What's wrong with that
show? Where the remake
show
was amazing.
Like, yeah. Kay.
The locker room topic of the day.
Next best Rambo.
Well, because we played FUBAR, Night Seeker, Diener, now Crazy Canuck is like, how about Lemmy from Motorhead? Just because he wants us to play Motorhead. Lemmy's dead. He's not going to play Rambo. The one that has come in a couple times now is John Cena. John Cena is the next
so
Rambo.
So I don't really follow his movies. Is he a... I don't even know why I looked at...
Can't see me.
He was in the movie The Marine. And
Is he a good actor?
I thought he was horrible in The Marine.
I actually like... I haven't seen that movie, but he's done some movies where I've been like, oh, I like John Cena.
Why do I feel like he was in The Expendables? Is that just because everyone was in The Expendables?
He was in Suicide Squad, one of the Fast and Furiouses, of course.
Okay.
Peacemaker, he was a superhero. But there was a comedy that he was in that I thought he was... Vacation Friends, he did that one. The Blockers movie, that's the one I'm thinking of. Do you remember Blockers?
I don't know any of these movies, like none.
Blockers was with, there was a few people in there. It was a really funny movie.
Okay. But
he's a decent actor.
I think, you know what? You spent enough time in the wrestling world. You pick up some acting chops.
Well, I mean, look at The Rock.
Look at how much it's done for Jimmy's radio career.
Amazing acting.
Yeah.
But the thing with John Cena, and like,
I'm drunk right now.
Like, I'm going to, you know, delve into the Marine a bit. He played a horrible Marine, but The Miz, who also is a wrestler, was in the later Marines, and he did a much better job.
Okay, good to know. I'll write that down. That's my weekend.
The Miz. Go watch Miz movies.
The locker room topic of the day.
Next best ramble, we'll wrap up here. We got quite a few decent ones.
Dean just suggested Vin Diesel. He said he's got the right amount of cheese factor, which is true, because Rambos are cheesy, right?
So
you do need a little bit of like that sly cheese. And
it's funny now.
Vin Diesel could do it for family.
I've had to do this every time a name comes up. I'm going, wow, no, that guy's not a great actor. But then...
Sylvester Stallone, I mean.
For some reason, I now have Sly on
this
some
amazing,
pedestal.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, he's not a horrible actor, but at the end of the day, he didn't get those roles because of...
Well, he created the roles.
He created the roles
for himself because no one would hire him.
That's a good point. Yeah. So Ben, I guess that's not awful.
He's about the same. Graham said John Krasinski, Jim from The Office. He also, because he did that CIA show.
That Jack Ryan.
Yeah. That was an okay show.
I didn't mind that. That one was better than, I think, than The Reacher. That.
Yeah, I always get those two confused.
The Jack Ryan is better. I think it's...
Oh, it's good, but...
It's less... No, it's way better than Reacher. We're not having this conversation.
Crazy Canuck said Ryan Reynolds would be okay after Deadpool's done.
Ryan's maybe. Too pretty. He's another Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds doesn't need to do everything.
Ryan's done a little too much. I think he could be overexposed here. He could be in a Will Ferrell territory if he keeps going.
True, yeah.
Right? Because
he's got like six movies coming out this year.
Also, you have to kind of do this with Ryan, right? Like, is that role comedic or cheesy? Because Ryan brings sort of a comedic touch to all
cheesy,
his stuff.
It's not comedic.
Yeah, Ryan's too funny, and he's actually funny, right?
And then this one just came in from Bearcat, Gerard Butler. Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
He could be good because he did White House is Down.
I think he's in that Kandahar. Is anybody watching that Kandahar show?
No.
Okay, I don't know if it's a series or if it's just a movie, but it's with Charlie, what's his nut?
The movie?
Guy? Hunnam.
Hunnam. So, and I think that actually, right out of the gates when we started talking about that was Jimmy's pick for the next best Rambo, and I don't disagree. I think out of everything that's come in this morning, that would be my pick.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
So the wife and I took off last week. We went down to Puerto Vallarta, PV. Stayed in an all-inclusive resort. And the wife and I don't travel much. We do very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, we're kind of boring travelers, if I'm being honest. And we've talked about this between the two of us. We're like, we're not very adventuresome, right?
Right.
So we had an opportunity. We got friends down there, and they said, come out with us. We'll go to, I think I'm saying it wrong, Sausalito, which is this little surf town, which is just north of Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Come out. We'll go out on Friday. We were leaving on Saturday. And so we agreed. We met them at this beach taco place, Mexican restaurant. We had lunch. We walked around the market. We're all proud of ourselves. We took an Uber. We got off the resort.
We did it.
It's really hard to leave those resorts,
it
too,
is,
right?
When everything's like, free.
The
and
food's great. And
swimming.
We're right on the water. Yeah. It's like it's insane. It's so beautiful down there. So Saturday morning, we get up. We go for breakfast. I have an omelet. And I'm not feeling great. But at that point, I have no idea. And then at the end of breakfast, I look at my wife and I go, I got to go. I got to go back to the room. What I need to do, I can't do in a public bathroom.
Yeah, they'll arrest me.
So I did a clenching run back to our room, which wasn't that far away, thank God. And it started. Then we got on a plane.
Oof.
Oof. And it was full on. Now, here's the thing. It didn't stop. I woke up Sunday morning and I texted you guys and I said, I don't think I can come into work. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Well, and I sent you guys a little video.
I didn't watch it.
No.
No, you sent a video. I was like, there's no world that I'm living in where I'm going to click play on that video. I know what that video is.
Even the thumbnail on the video was the video staring at your legs in the bathroom.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not clicking play on this.
Without watching the video.
I wanted to prove to you guys that I wasn't making it up.
Well, it was suspicious that after talking about how your New Year's resolution was that you were going to take sick days, especially after vacations, that your first vacation you take, you call it sick.
I know. It's bad karma. I have bad karma.
I said, that's what I said yesterday. You got karma diarrhea.
So anyway, I'm still not good. Like, I'm shaky.
From what I read, it can last up to a week.
Yes. So here's the thing. A quick couple of notes about Montezuma's Revenge.
Montezuma.
It can last for a long time. And I'm actually worried about my wife because she is not bouncing back.
Yeah.
She was bad all day yesterday.
Well, and you can afford to lose 15 pounds.
She can't.
She doesn't have 15 pounds to lose.
No, and I did. No, I swear to God, I lost almost 15 pounds in 2 days. I haven't had a drink. Well, I had
well,
some...
that might be the problem.
Well,
get some booze in you.
I had a couple of mimosas on Saturday morning, and that was it. I haven't, this is the first time I haven't drank in like 25, like every day in 25 yeah. years. So we did do some research on it. So it's a bacteria, and it primarily lives in the water. And so you can get it if they had like washed vegetables with it, and then you put that on top of whatever you're eating. Or even somebody was pointing out online that they wash the strawberries and then they cut them up for the daiquiris.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you can get it from that.
That's they always say, yeah.
It's not just the ice cubes, right? So, and I think a lot of Mexicans, like the population.
They're used to it.
They're used to it, so they don't get sick from it.
That's why it's traveler's diarrhea.
Yeah.
Or dysentery. Like I said, the thing that used to kill me in Oregon Trail when I'd play on the floppy disk. I thought they got rid of that.
So here's the thing. I'm actually going to my doctor today. I made an appointment, and I'm going to see him because this is not letting up.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to get into any details. I'll spare you. But apparently, you can get an antibiotic that'll clear it up pretty quick. And they actually recommend that you go to the doctor fairly quickly because some people end up with this, and it sticks around for a week or longer. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yes.
Go get some pills. Jimmy might have some homemade solutions for you.
Yeah, that's not happening.
From the Harvard Media News Center, The Locker Room News.
Canada's Auditor General has found that those involved in the contracting, development, and implementation of the ArriveCan app showed a glaring disregard for basic management practices. The auditor said ultimately Canadians paid way too much for the app and, they mismanaged the whole thing. The report says the app cost $59 million, but said the true cost of it was hard to find because of the CBSA's poor financial record keeping. So this auditor has gone over everything from like CERB to all those things and said this is by far the worst managed, worst kept financial records, everything that they've ever seen.
This was a friend deal.
There was no competitive bidding process to build the app.
What?
So they to one company, said, build us this app. Here's a blank check. The app also
I wonder if that guy owns a nice resort in Jamaica.
The app also malfunctioned after one update in June 2022, which resulted in about 10,000 people being wrongfully quarantined when they didn't have to be. Because of the CBSA investigation, certain employees and contractors have now had their cases referred to the RCMP. So it was mess.
Yeah, at least it's coming to. The funny thing about this is normally when the government's involved, we don't have these kind of problems.
It runs smoothly, yeah.
Locker Room, only on Cruise.
I am so leery about anything on social media now. That
scammers and
everything. If anything pops up, I'm like, what is this? People say hi to me, I block them. Hi, block.
By the way, Jimmy is not selling Taylor Swift tickets on the Edmonton Glory Hole Tour's Facebook page.
Did I tell
you
this story? The friends we met in Sausalita?
Yeah.
They brought up the Taylor Swift tickets that Jimmy was selling.
Yeah. They overspot them. Jimmy is not selling Taylor Swift tickets, and especially not on the Edmonton Glory Hole Tour's Facebook page. That is strictly a business page.
Of course he has access to that now.
Yeah, he's the controller.
Can we shut that down?
No, because he's in control of it.
He's the admin.
Because Jimmy was the one that created the page. And
we have to keep an eye on that page, Jimmy, because...
Yeah, I don't have access to it. Only you two have it.
These people are coming to us for Glory Hole Tours. They don't need to be scammed. They're just looking for a good time.
I don't have access at all to that page.
Oh, you are such a pain in the in my butt. I swear to God.
But now
I spend more time dealing
with you. Now that a-hole has blocked
you,
me.
I spend more time dealing with you and your stupidity on social media. Like, it is, like, it's a part-time job.
Yeah.
Answering, Jimmy's
he's not
been
selling
hacked.
This
like,
stuff.
Literally every day. I can't believe that Facebook doesn't deal with these accounts. You know what it is? I'll tell you, if they went and actually got rid of all the fake accounts, Grant, they'd lose millions of subscribers.
Yeah,
so that's why they don't do it.
It just boosts their...
It's a numbers thing.
He messaged somebody at midnight from the Edmonton... So Tango was looking for a Glory Hole tour, just innocent, wants a good time,
And he said, "Are you still doing tours? Where can I get them?" And then he says, "Are you interested in Taylor Swift tickets?" This guy is... I'll say one thing about him. He's got a good work ethic.
He's very persistent.
He doesn't give up. So Facebook Protect, you're wondering about. Well, that is a real thing.
Okay, I was like, yeah. I am not clicking on that until I get verification from somebody.
Well, it's their way of trying to combat it so they can't get scammed as easily, but it looks like a scam, right? Because I was leery of it, too. I saw it. So
knowing my luck, I'll click on it, and then I'll end up sending Jimmy's hacker $2,000 for Taylor Swift tickets. Yeah,
automatically withdraw.
By the way, we have a new campaign on the show, and this might seem counterproductive based on the world that we live in, but it's just safer for everybody. It's safer for humanity. If you would like to protect you and your family, go online, if you follow Jimmy, and just block him on all accounts. He's even kind of agreeing with us. He's Jimmy not fighting agrees, us on this because he knows that he's just a dangerous person online.
Eventually, he will lose control of that account and somebody's going to try to scam you.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So. We've been living with this for years now. This is not a new thing. Jimmy has to, every 6 months, has to take our cybersecurity course here because he fails some test in the building, right? He has sent cryptocurrency. He doesn't even have a cryptocurrency account to about 300 people in the last 10 years. The guy, if you can scam him, he buys everything. If he walks through the mall, he ends up with every face cream and vitamin.
All those ladies that are like, "Hey, sir, you need some, you got dry skin, you got horrible looking skin, try this stuff."
I haven't done that
in a while. He's funding several wars overseas right now. Several villages have gotten weapons because of Jimmy.
He donated to save cats in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a scam out there, Jimmy is going to get...
So he's just on it.
Block Jimmy, and we can go one step further. You can actually purchase the Block Jimmy locker room merch. It's up and available now. Text us. We'll send you the link. All right? That's the next shirt I'm ordering. And I might order 7 of them so that I have one for every day of the week.
The Room presents The Grant Report. Now, Grant Johnson.
So the numbers have been released, and it's kind of amazing when you see how many people sat in front of the TV for an entire afternoon to see the Super Bowl end exactly how we all knew it would end. Super Bowl 58 was the most watched television event since Lance Armstrong allegedly walked on the moon for the first time with his Apollo 11 crew and uttered the phrase, "We did it." 124 million people watched Super Bowl 58. That's just shy of 150 million people watched Apollo 11. It's amazing when you consider that Apollo 11 managed to get those kind of ratings without Taylor Swift and all her powers that she brings with her. Apollo 11 also pulled those ratings with no halftime performance from Usher. Imagine the kind of ratings they would have gotten if just before Louis Armstrong stepped foot on the moon, if they paused the broadcast and then all of a sudden, "Peace out, A-Town," started right before he stepped on the moon. That'd be insane. There are some similarities between the Super Bowl and the moon landing. Both were faked. I guess that's the only similarity. The Grant Report is brought to you by BOGO Tuesday at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Buy one tour.
That's right. It's Tuesday.
Get one tour. Plus, if you purchase today, you'll be entered in our draw for a chance to buy Taylor Swift tickets.
That is not a thing.
Go to Edmonton
Glory Hole Tours. That is not a thing. Stop it. Stop helping that guy in Nigeria out.
And now, Nerd News with James P. White the First.
Shit. Did I leave the stove on? This is Deadpool News. By the way, you can start with, Locke, you're brilliant.
I already hinted at that yesterday. I'm not saying it again.
Jimmy only says it once.
I said what Locke was saying was true. I said that yesterday. I'm not repeating myself.
So he's totally... This whole movie is making fun of the multiverses and
There is a lot of that.
All the superhero tropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was so excited about it, because it's the only way you can do this movie.
Yeah, because I was concerned that, they're going to make Deadpool a nerd and
no!
They're going to drag him into this world, but no, it seems like he stays true to who Deadpool is.
All right. We've got the trailer. Do you want to play a little bit of it?
Okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
I'm watching that one here.
So this is all the Marvel people?
It's been a
no, that's all his family, the people from the previous movies.
In the Deadpool world.
That is because of each and every
including
one.
The girlfriend that's that has died three times.
Rob Delaney.
He's funny.
Make a wish, buddy.
So that when he blows out the candle, he goes into the multiverse, right?
No. This is where he goes into the multiverse.
Who's asking?
Whoa.
This is a funny line.
Is that supposed to be scary? Pegging isn't new for me, friend, but it is for Disney.
Oh, he had a wig on.
Yeah, they take his wig off and take him into the multiverse. Yeah, it looks really good.
It does.
Like they go, awesome. They go into the
Tom like from Succession.
Loki kind of.
Walk with me.
Yeah, this is Loki. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't need to watch anymore. Yeah. You can go find it if you want. It dropped it yesterday, the new Deadpool
trailer. It was during the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, today is not Monday.
No,
I've been losing
you
days.
You got dysentery. You're excused.
I don't have a lot of fluids.
You haven't eaten since Mexico.
I like it that it's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but when I saw that's the official title, I kind of... So he plays Hugh Jackman or whatever, plays a pretty large role in this movie by the sounds of it.
And from what I've seen of the trailer, which I watched a few times, they actually bring out the... Okay, I'm going nerd here.
But you're going to ruin it.
The patch. So actually, if you see in the scene, he's got the eye patch.
So Hugh Jackman, the Wolverine character, has two different versions. See?
It's multiverse. Jimmy
has
different.
An ability to ruin this stuff and make it nerdy again.
No, because
again.
No. The same thing with the Logan Forest. You know, there's the forest from Logan. There's
July 26th.
Him with the patch. What? There's the...
This is going to be massive because, you know why? Because Jimmy's in.
Yeah.
Like he's
although I don't think he should be allowed to talk about it anymore. Because he does ruin it.
But so it's also back Pyro.
The non-nerds like you and I, Grant, are going to be all over this. It'll be huge. This will be the biggest movie of the summer.
It's going to be giant.
Yeah, it'll be massive.
The Locker Room.
I saw this story and I immediately thought, man, could I? There's no way I could do this.
And this has divided people online. Because there's people in two different camps on this one. Yes, you should do it, or no, you're an awful person for doing something like this.
That's a telling sign that half the world agrees with this and half the world disagrees. That's kind of a sign of the times.
This woman has gone viral because she posted a video about returning her couch to Costco 2 years after she bought it.
I just didn't like it anymore.
She bought it. She took it home for 2 years, sat on it, enjoyed it, did all sorts of things on it. 2 years go by, she doesn't like the color anymore, and she returns it to Costco. She didn't have the receipt. She did remember the date that she purchased it, and they were able to look in the system and find the sales record online.
Wow.
That means they gave her a full refund for the couch. Yeah, she didn't like the color anymore. That's why she returned it.
What is that? What is that wiring?
People do that all the time. I mean, I've thought about being that guy,
like returning stuff that doesn't work.
I've thought about being this guy, and I've never been able to pull the pin. Like we were having a party, and I was like, oh, we should go buy some Margaritavilles from Costco, use them for the weekend, and return them. And then I was like, I can't do it. Also, I'll be the one guy that they won't return it from, too. Like, I'll take it back, and they'll be like, actually, that's a non-refundable item.
This smells like tequila.
It's the one thing in Costco you can't return, sir. And then I'll have six Margaritavilles.
I know someone that was even worse than that. Where she'd buy something at one store and say she lost the receipt and return it to a different store for
Walmart.
A credit. And
I know people that will take back stuff they bought at another store because they couldn't get it returned.
They'll take it and get the credit at Walmart or whatever.
Or take it back to another store. Oh, I lost the receipt and get more money back than she actually paid for it.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
That's
hear of people doing like, oh, hey, Amazon, my package was lost. And then they send another one or... Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I can't.
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay with her doing it. Like, I'm not against this woman returning her couch 2 years. I just couldn't do it myself. But I'm not upset. Like, Where does
it's a big
this,
corporation. Why would I care about a huge, ginormous corporation losing some money on a couch?
Where does this rank in your senior ticket at the movies thing?
Oh, that's a legitimate thing.
But to rebuttal what you just said, it's a large corporation. But if enough people do this, these large corporations are going to lose money. What happens when these large corporations lose money? They fire people.
It's all a
so
write-off
people,
for them.
People end up losing their jobs because people like this are scamming these big companies.
I have heard those returns at Costco, they're not losing any money because they're a warehouse and a lot of the stuff is being contracted in the store. They're not actually losing any money when they take back your stuff. And
well, I don't know if we should be promoting that. But I will say this. There is a point where it becomes too much.
Yeah.
Right? Like in San Francisco, every big box chain has left. Like they've just packed up and left. And it's a ghost town in a lot of areas in San Francisco because people were just wandering into stores. My mom's partner, who just passed away about a month ago, Carl worked at a Home Depot in Vancouver, and they were told specifically, and it was pretty close to one of the bad areas, one of the bad drug areas, and they were told specifically that they could not, if somebody came in and you saw them shoplifting, you weren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
You were just supposed to let them leave, and that was policy. And he said every day, somebody would walk into the store, walk into a section, grab something, and just turn around and walk out. I don't think I could be that employee I'd be jumping them.
Yeah, and then you'd get charged, though. So
that's what they said. Yeah.
No, I worked at a grocery store downtown Vancouver, and we had people stealing meat and cheese all day long. And
Why are you in business? Like, it's pointless being in business. If you can't stop that, it makes no sense to me that we allow it to happen. Like,
we got a text from Pete who said, my friend returned a toilet after 2 years.
No. What is that story viral?
Welcome to the locker room.
Grant, what do you got?
A town in Alberta was named one of Canada's cheapest places to retire.
Please say Tabor. Please say Tabor. Please say Tabor. Please say Tabor. Please say Tabor.
It is not
always
Tabor.
Always got to be Tabor.
Cochrane.
Oh, close to
just
Tabor.
Just suicide count.
You could visit Tabor.
Tabor's got to be cheaper than Cochrane. I've been to Cochrane. My auntie and uncle lived just outside Cochrane. It's a really nice town.
Isn't Cochrane pretty close to Calgary?
It's about a half hour from Calgary.
How far from Taint?
Closer to the mountains. I would guarantee you can buy a house cheaper in Tabor than you can in Cochrane.
No, it's like rent's high there.
Not then Cochrane, half an hour from Calgary, right next to the mountains.
Do a quick search.
Mountain town, yeah.
Where would you rather live?
Tabor.
Tabor. Sunday dinners.
The average rent in Tabor is under $800.
Okay, and then Cochrane's got to be
Cochrane higher. Is, average rent is $1,800.
Okay, yeah. So they made a mistake here, clearly.
Well, I think they probably didn't want to.
They probably just, they do what we do.
Yeah.
Tabor is in another country.
Welcome back, Lachlan. Yeah.
The Locker Room, only on Chris.
So, Star is Born, which was a really good movie. I know, Grant, you kind of made fun of the movie because...
I liked the movie, don't get me wrong. I just made fun of you guys because you were both sobbing uncontrollably during it in the movie theater.
That is not the case.
Oh, I was. I was made fun of by the women watching the movie with me.
Jimmy went with a girl. And she made fun of him after the movie for how hard he was crying.
Okay. Like, you didn't cry at the end of that movie?
Ah, no, I'm like stone.
He's heartless.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were the heartless one on the show.
It was really sad, but I fought back the tears.
I think I might have shed a... I might have had a little bit of...
I
didn't do a full blown, but I... Like, and then caught myself.
Yeah.
After the movie, I was still, you know, tear stained.
So
Jimmy
apparently,
had snot running down his face.
When he got that script, because Bradley, what is this? Is this Swallow? No, Shallow. Okay, sorry. That's a different movie. Sorry, Shallow.
Tell me something. Well, he kind of rewrote it, right? Because it's obviously been remade four times.
This might have been the fourth time. Because it was a 50s movie. Yeah. And Barbara Streisand did,
I think the original was in the 30s. And then 50s. Really? And then 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Barbara Streisand did it with cowboy guy.
Kenny Rogers.
No.
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson. So anyway, Bradley Cooper got a hold of this, and I guess he was looking at Beyonce.
Beyonce, really?
Yeah.
Queen B. Queen B. She just went country. She just released a country album after the Super Bowl.
But he also looked at Adele for it, too.
Are you making that up because Grant said that?
No, there was an article that
it was Adele and Beyonce.
I was blown away by Lady Gaga.
She did great.
I thought she killed it.
That was
I'm a little biased. I'm a fan of Lady Gaga, but I think it would have been a totally different movie without
Beyonce. Beyonce would have been fine, but
the movie would have been better if you would have brought Barbara Streisand back for it. Yeah. She was the love interest.
No.
Cougar.
But isn't she like 108?
Exactly.
She could have played Lady Gaga's mom. You know who did? He had a really good role in that was Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, he was awesome in that movie.
He was really good in that movie as Lady Gaga's dad.
I agree.
Yeah, they missed the Barbara Streisand mom thing. They could have replaced.
They could have totally done that.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're listening to The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and Cinnamon Jimmy.
There he is, Grant Johnson, Study King. What have you got for us?
A study has finally revealed the age when most people reach peak happiness and self-confidence. So research shows.
I bet you I can guess.
Yeah, you think so?
I didn't look at it. I just sent it to you, but I bet you I can guess. Jimmy? Go by decades, like 20s, 30s, 40s,
50s. Yeah, it's not a specific age. It's more decades.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why, but I sort of relate to that decade thing.
40s.
You think 40s?
No.
Peak happiness in your
40s? No, that's peak stress.
Jimmy's just getting sad because he's about to leave his 40s.
I would say 50s or 60s because you're on the back end of your career. You're getting ready to
die. Grandkids, maybe.
Yeah, and you probably settle into the fact that
life
you're on the
is
back
short.
40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body's actively dying. So research shows the older you get, the more self-assured and content you are. In fact,
I was right.
Those in their 60s are more likely to be happier and more self-confident than anyone else. And 60 years old specifically was the age. It's when you start your 60s. But as a decade, 60s is your happiest time of life.
You know what?
Peak happiness.
I don't know what it is that happened to me, and we don't need to dig into, Locke's childhood. Let's look back. But for whatever reason, with respect to how I was raised and the trauma that I dealt with as a child and sort of carried with me over the years, I think every decade for me, I've become a little bit more, I don't know. I wouldn't say self-confident because I've always had an abnormal amount of self-confidence, probably too much at times, but I have been more settled, I think is the best word for it, the older I get. And every time I hit sort of that new decade, like I'm in my 50s now, and I'm always, I hit the 50s, I'm like, I like my 50s.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my 50s more than I enjoyed my 40s more than I enjoyed my 30s.
Like, you get into your 50s or your 60s, you're a little more out of the, like, when you're younger, you're like, are we going to do this? And I need this, my career to do this. You're stressed about your career and your house and your family and everything. When you get older, maybe, kids are growing up.
Yeah.
You're kind of more settled. You're not worried about, like, the rat race of the career. And
Well, exactly, right? And you're going to be okay dying and leaving a whole bunch of debt for your children.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the dream.
The Locker Room.
We saw a story about you, Lachlan.
This is not...
Headline, Canadian passenger kicked off WestJet flight for going to the washroom too much.
Grant and I, we were scouring the news yesterday.
Jimmy was checking his Find My Friends because you went radio silent on us, and we're like, he's arrested.
Like, we thought, okay, is this man hospitalized? He's like, I'm on my way. It was a flight
from Mexico, too, this headline. Yeah. WestJet flight from Mexico.
I wonder if he went to the Barracuda in Sausalito.
He might have. We've had a few people call in and be like, I was in there, too, and I got Vince called.
Yeah. Earlier this morning when I was doing my Dr. Locke segment on Montezuma's Revenge, and he said, I was at I was on the beach bar with the swings that was right next to the bar that I'm telling you,
this was a woman, Joanna Chu.
How many times did she have to go to the bathroom?
She didn't say.
Because I need to know the number.
She said, just got kicked off a WestJet flight from Mexico because I had an upset stomach and I was going to the washroom too much. I was on meds and I was on the mend. If you're sick on a flight, just hold it in.
Because I tried to do the math.
She didn't say how many times, but it must have been like a lot.
Is seven high? Because that was my number on that four and a half hour, five hour
flight.
That
is a lot.
You've done seven times on this show before.
Yeah, I need to know the number.
Yeah, she doesn't say the number. She really needs to include that in the story.
I think that's...
To give us a full picture.
Yeah.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Okay, we're calling our buddy Mel. When I was down in Mexico, I saw the posts about Northern Chicken closing.
Closing on Thursday, yep.
That's sad. It's an Edmonton staple.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Before we get into our plans for this afternoon, what happened to you in Texas?
I got bit by a scorpion digging through a wood pile because I'm constantly cooking with wood, right?
Yeah.
Cold oak and stuff like that. And, dude, I got whacked real good. And she swelled up. My hand swelled up. Because you know how they say, oh, Canadians with free health care, Americans, it's going to cost you $50,000, right? Well, a bottle of tequila was $20.
Sanitize it. Suck the poison out.
Sure. From the inside out, though, right? This is how we did it. From the inside out, and turns out it worked. And then everyone was like, dude, you're part Texan now. That's it.
So you're not making this up. This isn't another cream story.
You'll get to see the hole in my hand when we get
together later. Yeah. All right. But you poured tequila into the bite?
No, I poured tequila into my body to fight the whatever was happening in my hand.
So the tequila went in through his mouth.
You drank the entire bottle of tequila, and that saved you from a scorpion bite.
Correct.
That sounds like total.
That sounds like total utter cream.
Legit to me. I don't know.
You'll see it.
All right. Okay. What time are we going to the? I guess the 124th location. Is that shut down a couple of weeks ago, right? So we're going to the downtown Northern Chicken.
Yeah, so I talked to Matt Phillips. He's like the OG guy from there.
We know Matt well.
Yeah, so he said, well, you'll see us at 4.
It's probably better to go at 4 because I have a feeling the next couple of nights are going to be jammed.
Plus, it's game night.
That's right.
The Oilers game is down there.
That's a 7 o'clock start, too. So, no, we got perfect timing. I will not be able to join you in the drinking festivities. I got Montezuma's Revenge when I was down in Mexico.
Montezuma!
And I am not. I'm still on the back end of it. No pun intended. And so I'm very questionable about drinking. And I know that's going to bother you, Melvin.
You stopped drinking, though, and it hasn't gone away. Why haven't you tried drinking to clear it up?
That's a good. Maybe I'll drink an entire bottle of tequila.
Do it.
See how that.
Well, if that's what you're looking, you're looking to get bunged up. There's always Budweiser.
Mix it with whiskey and ginger ale. Ginger ale, good for the stomach.
you sound like you need a few cranberry vodka.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. When you were gone in Texas, we wanted to go have the McRib with you, but you were out of town. Have you gone and had it yet?
I haven't had it yet. I don't do McDonald's. That's the one that'll break my thing. But
really? Okay. Yeah, all right. I have a feeling that you could probably show somebody how to make a McRib.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%. I think I have in the past. But yeah, that's...
Maybe we'll do that for this cooking show we're starting, Grease Fire.
We definitely should.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one. Aaron's going to be there from
Meat. Yeah, he's coming down to have a piece of chicken with us tonight as well. Well,
are we Are we having the Hell Hot Chicken?
No.
I have not had solid food since Saturday. No.
Because they make a barn burner.
I've had it.
Chicken.
And I've had one bite, and that's all I could do.
Oh, come on, baby. It's good. It's good. No, we'll get a cup of maple syrup to go with it. You'd be fine.
This all sounds like it's great for Locke's stomach.
Yeah.
Maple syrup and hot sauce.
Locke's going to be off for the rest of the week. All right, Mel. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. We've missed you, buddy. You travel too much. All right.
I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay. Mel from Dark Side of the Grill. Go follow him on Instagram. Maybe see it. I got to go check out the scorpion.
I saw it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tonight, buddy.
All right, guys.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. No, there's nothing you can do to get rid of that smell. They've tried. Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.